Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. When investment performance matters, make sure your savings are with Zurich. Visit zurich.ie to find out more.
Now, the Cabinet is to meet later this week to sign off on the details of the latest housing plan. Housing for All is expected to be the biggest investment plan for housing since the 1960s and will run until 2025. Some €12 billion a year will be spent, and the Minister for Housing, Dara O'Brien, has said that it will deliver social housing on a scale never seen before. Well, Fergal Keane has been looking forward to the new plan and indeed looking back at the previous housing plan, Rebuilding Ireland, and he joins us now. Fergal, what are we expecting in the new plan, and do you know whether or not we'll get to the last plan that they worked on in just a minute?
Yeah, so we'll talk about what the base they're coming from, which is fairly low, in just a while. But this plan has been very much delayed. We had expected it earlier in the summer, but publication was postponed apparently because of disagreements between the government parties and between government departments as well over the spending plans. But Dara O'Brien has been speaking about this last week, and he said it would be a multi-agency, multi-annual housing plan, which will be fully funded, huge emphasis on affordable housing. It's going to aim to deliver 33,000 houses per annum by 2025, with local authorities being asked to direct build social housing, something which in the last 5 years they were meant to do, but was an abject failure. They didn't do it. And Dara O'Brien has also been saying the plan would make a massive dent in the housing crisis. I have a quote from him: "We have the expertise, we have the wherewithal, we have the knowledge and capability." So we hope he's right in this one, because a big part of the plan would be getting local authorities to buy land and to build the social housing themselves. They're going to get new powers to do that, and then there are other powers for it as well.
Okay, and there are plans for the Land Development Agency. We've been hearing about it for so long. It's going to get new powers as well.
It's up and running. It's going to be funded to do this. It's going to be involved in building up to 5,000 affordable homes on privately owned land under a big expansion of its role. Now, they were set up to provide thousands of houses and apartments on land which is owned by the state at the moment, and they will have a role in progressing large residential developments on those privately owned lands. Part of that will be in trying to get funding for builders who can't get the funding at the moment. They will be pushing to get work progressed on land where planning permission has already been granted, so like kick-starting stalled private developments on planning where planning has already been given. There are probably 40,000 of those in the Dublin area alone. And the additional role for the LDA will be giving forward funding to the developers I've mentioned who can't get loans from the bank. And other features then will be a €500 million fund to revive cities and towns, inner cities and towns, and aim to get planning permissions already granted moving, as I said. There'll be funds to provide loans to those builders, which has been a big problem all along in the last plan.
Then Rebuilding Ireland, we mentioned that. That was launched in 2016. A lot of palaver over that launch at the time. So where are we on it?
Yeah, that was launched way back when Simon Coveney was Minister for Housing. I happened to be at it myself so long ago. It was then inherited by Owen Murphy. Now, that was to be a €6 billion a year building plan. Initially, it was to deliver 25,000 houses a year, but that was pushed out to be 25,000 houses by 2021. And the total of 50,000 social houses. Now, it ran into two immediate problems: builders not being able to get loans, and then the local authorities failing completely to build the number of social homes which were required. Now, for example, in 2018, the target was just under 5,000 social homes. Less than half those were delivered, 2,300. In 2019, it was a little better. 6,387 social homes were, quote, built, purchased or acquired. That was still 25% less than the target, and the shortfall was made up by the HAP scheme. But the difficulty was in the term built, purchased or acquired. More than two-thirds of the housing was taken by long leases or being purchased by local authorities on the private rented market, meaning it pushes up prices for everybody else. So just for some figures, local authority bills in 2016, 320, 2017, 1,014, 2022 in 2018, and then the next year is 2,271 and 2,230 in 2020. And then That's just 10% of the target, which was put down for 2016. So the added difficulty, as I said, is that the state not building, but they are at the same time competing in the housing market with private buyers, in the private rental market by taking long-term leases. They're pushing up, making properties less available to other people, pushing up the price. And if you look at the social housing units provided in those years, in those years I mentioned from 2016 to 2020, they went from 24,000 to 28,000 annually, just about the target, which they set of 25,000 per year. But two-thirds of those were provided by HAP and by other schemes. So it failed
in terms of providing new stock.
New stock
was not happening.
They haven't provided new stock.
Right.
And
not at the scale.
So I've been speaking to Lorcan Sir. He's a senior lecturer in housing at TU Dublin. He told me what had happened to Rebuilding Ireland.
Well, it went through its full life, Fergal. It was launched in July 2016, and it was the third strategy in 4 years at the time. Now, none of them were specific housing strategies all around construction and development and that, but it was the third such strategy in 4 years. And it went through its life. They dragged it out to the very end, to its 5 years' life. So, for example, in housing output, the target was to achieve 125,000 houses being built between July 2016 and July 2021. Now, that was subtly changed then to a housing output per annum of 25,000 houses in 2021. So instead of the 125,000 houses that you'll get over 5 years, that was changed to getting 25,000 houses in 2021. So that's just an example of one of the targets that was in the document.
Just on that one then, did we achieve the 25,000 houses to July 21?
No, absolutely not. We didn't. Actually, we've achieved very few of the targets set out under most of the headings in the document. And that's one of the criticisms of the document, that the targets, not just that the targets were ambitious, they weren't ambitious enough in many respects. One of the largest criticisms, the biggest criticisms about rebuilding Ireland over the years is that it perpetuated this policy of relying on the market to deliver housing. And it's really difficult to manage housing anyway. It's difficult to manage a housing system, a system of housing delivery. But when you try to move into the realm of managing a market to deliver housing, it becomes incredibly difficult because the market will do its own thing in order to perpetuate its own interests, which aren't necessarily the same as the Minister for Housing's interests or the government's interests. So, for example, in terms of social housing, an awful lot of the social housing output, like we were promised 10,000 new builds by 2021 every year, and we got, I think last year, we got to about 1,500 or 1,600 new builds by local authorities and approved housing bodies. The vast majority of everybody else who should have got a social house was put into the private rental sector. And of course, the problem there with the private rental sector is that when you're using it for social housing, you're reducing the supply for everybody else and you're jacking up rents and all that kind of thing. So a lot of the delivery, particularly around the social housing targets, relied on the private sector, not just for rent, but also what you see with the social housing building output is that councils were building very few houses. Actually, some councils even last year built no houses at all. But what they were doing was going out and buying brand new houses. And this became controversial over the years as well, when we had like local authorities stepping in to buy a whole entire housing estate under the noses of first-time buyers. So they were buying houses at a rate of kind of 2-to-1 to the extent that they were, you know, compared to how many houses they were building themselves. So relying on the market made it really difficult for, you know, Simon Coveney, Owen Murphy, Darragh O'Brien, whatever. But that was the ideology. That's the prevailing ideology of those parties, was, you know, very much a belief that the market can solve our problems. And the evidence from the kind of lack of progress on Rebuilding Ireland targets that wasn't the case. And I'm hoping that Housing for All will take a much more holistic approach to, you know, how we deliver housing. Like, there's no point, like the argument, Fergal, that you get all the time, it's all about supply. It's an incredibly simplistic argument in that it needs to be the right supply, the right type and the right location at the right price. And I'm hoping that Housing for All will take that kind of a view of it, rather than just kind of, it's all about cranking out housing and it doesn't matter if they're for rent or for sale or what price they are, that would be wrong. So I'm hoping that Rebuilding Ireland will look on things like, you know, climate change, governance, procurement regulations, you know, standards, all that kind of thing, transport and health, much more than Rebuilding Ireland did.
And that was Lorcan Sir speaking to Fergal Keane there, ahead of that Housing for All report, our plan, which we expect to be published later this week.